Okay, so we're on Daf Tet Zayin tonight. Let's all focus. Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, top line. This is a famous Mishnah. Manitin, the Arba Prakim Olam Nidon. There are four times during the year that the world is judged. But Pesach al Tvu. On Pesach, we're judged for Tvu. Tvu is crops. And we learned from the previous Sugya of Gemara that Tvu also meant grapes. But Tzeret al Peirah Ilan, on Shvuot, we're judged for the fruits. But Rosh Hashanah, Kobay Olam Abrin Lefanav Kinei Maron. Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes for a Kaddish Baruch Hu Kinei Maron, so the world will explain what Kinei Maron means. But one way to say it is like sheep, but the idea is like singly, like everybody's comes before Shem one at a time. Shnei Mar, Yotzir Yakli Bam, and Vinal Koma Sayim. He's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, understands everybody's situation, whatever they did, or their thoughts, everything. He got the whole cheshbon for each individual. And on Sukkot, we're judged for how much water we have during the year. So the Ran over here asks, if man is judged for everything in Rosh Hashanah, so what are all these other things all about? And what was everything is Rosh Hashanah? So what's Nidon and Pesach? What's the Pira Ilan and what's the Mayim? So he says that there's a difference between sort of like the macro and micro level. In other words, the klal, in other words, the whole community is judged for on Pesach how much tefuah the whole community will have. In other words, will there be a bumper crop this year or, you know, starvation, God forbid, this year? And the same thing with the fruits and the same thing with the water. But then on Rosh Hashanah, each person is judged how much individually, like what piece of the pie he has. In other words, it could be that it's the great crop this year, but he could have a small sliver of it. It could be it's a poor crop, but he's got a big sliver of it. So that's the way the Ran explains. Okay. All right, welcome, Daniel. Okay, we're on line 5 in the on Tetzayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so now the Gemara says, hey, Tevuah. So focusing on Tevuah, so with Pesach, we're judged for the Tevuah, for the crops. So what crops are we judged for on Pesach? Ilema ha-Tevuah de Kaima, he says, if, now again, the crops, like there's a winter wheat, so you're planting the wheat before Pesach, you're planting the wheat beginning in Mar Cheshvan, and you're planting barley, and you're planting everything else. So the question is, if when Pesach rolls around, so is it a judgment for the crops that are standing or a judgment for the crops that have not yet been planted? So the Gemara says, so then everything that has transpired, in other words, there's a whole history. I planted my crops beginning in Mar Cheshvan. So they're like, I don't know, 5 months or 6 months downrange when I get to Pesach. They've been through a lot. I'm just beginning the Pesach. So that's the harvest Tzayin today. So on Pesach, there's a din for the Tevuah. So I understand I'm going to have the harvest that's still in front of me. But what about everything that transpired to the crops up till now? He says, so the Gemara understands that in the Havamina, that there's one judgment for the crops from, you know, cradle to grave, so to speak. So Ella Tevuah D'Mizdara. So the Gemara says that it means that there's a judgment for the crops that will be planted. In other words, so on Pesach, this is not for the crops that are in the ground, but the crops that will be planted in futuro. So he says, Lameimra the Chadina Midana. So that implies there's one din for the crops. In other words, a crop doesn't go through two dinim, there's one din for the crops. Now the Gemara quotes a Brisa where it doesn't come out quite that way. Bahatania, we learn in the Brisa, Tevuah Shehirah Kerio Onus. If you have Tevuah, a crop that occurs some calamity or onus, Keri means like from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was a natural disaster, or onus like from a human situation. Kodama Pesach, Nidon L'Shavar. So if the disaster took place before Pesach, it would mean between, let's say, the fall and Pesach, so that's based on the previous judgment. In other words, last Pesach, L'Achara Pesach, Nidon L'Abba. Anything that's judged that occurs after Pesach is covered by this Pesach. In other words, it's coming out to two dinim for the crops. In other words, there's a calendar date with Pesach. So if it took place before Pesach, it's over last Pesach. But if it takes place after Pesach, it's this Pesach. He says, Adam shirabu keri onus. If a man who also has some natural calamity or some onus, you know, from man, you know, from man harms him, Kodem Yom Kippurim Nidon L'Shavar. So if it took place before Yom Kippur, so it was last Yom Kippur that he was judged for. L'Achar Yom Kippurim, if it takes place after Yom Kippur, Nidon L'Haba, it means it's the more recent Yom Kippur. So anyway, the point being, you see, crops don't have one din, they have more than one din. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, Shmamina, from this Brayis that we could deduce dinei mitana, that there are two dinim for each crop. In other words, so it depends on what occurs. So again, the crops are judged on Pesach, but it depends if something bad happens to it. Whatever happens before Pesach is the previous Pesach. Whatever happens after Pesach is this Pesach. Let me just do two more lines and we'll pause. So Amar Abaye Hilkach Hichazi Enish Tematzlach Zara Aflo. If a person sees that his long crops, so the crops that take a long time to grow. So Rashi says that would be like wheat. Wheat takes a long time to grow. In other words, the wheat is planted in Mar Cheshvan, and then I harvest the wheat, around Pesach, Shavuos time. So he says, Hilkach, he has in the Masach Zara Aflo, if he sees that his long growing crops are doing very nicely, we cut him in the Zara Farfa, so then he should quickly plant the short-term plants, which is the barley. The barley is ripens earlier and is normally planted in Shvat or Adar. So in other words, the wheat, I would only plant, let's say, in October. And the barley, I would plant, let's say, in December or January, something like that. But now I see the crops is doing well. The wheat is doing well. So I should plant my barley even earlier. He says, the Adamati Lemedaine Kadim Salik, that before it comes to a judgment, so it'll be developed. In other words, I don't know what next year's din. I know last year's din, it looks like from the crops I had a very positive din. Looks like things are doing well. I don't know what this place is going to bring, but it looks like it's good. So it's good. Let's get all the crops in because you want to get under the wire. You want to get with this good din. That's what he's saying. Okay, let's pause for a moment and take questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we said or did. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? Okay, what's up, Shaya? What? Yeah, but first of all, there's barley that's growing in Eretz Israel, so they not everything goes to is a mess, right? So you're allowed to take your own needs from the land. I just can't take it and then merchandise it and sell it commercially. Whatever I need, I could do. But that's really a very different question we had here. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? What's up, Rafi?
Can you...
Wait, one second, Fran. I got Rafi, and then we'll get Dana, then you. Go. So, you're right. So I don't know what to say with that. Somehow it all comes together. So what? Yeah, you're right. No. He's saying that the Mishnah says is one sukkahs were judged for water and Pesach were judged for tvua. So he's saying, I would say that each one within its own din. So let's say sukkahs you had a din for water. So now, but even with that water, I could have a positive crop or a negative crop with the existing water decree. That's what I would say. What? Yeah, zero water. If there's zero water, then you got a problem. Zero water, then you're really in God's service. Okay, Dennis, do you want to say something? You're good.
Yeah, I have a question. I mean, Irabo Kerry, we're talking about Kerry Mamash, or we're talking about an Asun Mashamay?
No, Kerry means a natural disaster.
Not necessarily.
Nothing to do with Kerry that we were. Okay, Fern, Fern, what do you got for me? Fern?
Can you just summarize this little shtickle of Gemara? I understand the Mishnah. What are they saying, really?
Yeah, so the Gemara is bothered. We said that the Pesach, you need on for Tevuah. Your Tevuah is judged on Pesach. But
right,
the crop for Tevuah, you plant it, let's say, in Mar Cheshvan, and then you're going to harvest it in Shavuos. So where does Pesach fit in? Where does the judgment in Pesach fall in? Is the judgment, that the Gemara assumes that there's one judgment in the Hava Amina for the Tevuah. So how does it work? So the Gemara says, no, there's two judgments for the Tevuah. This is the judgment from last Pesach and the judgment from this Pesach. So everything between Pesach to Pesach is judged from last Pesach. From Pesach going forward is this Pesach.
So if you have a, thank you. If you have a judgment from last Pesach, that can it be overridden by a judgment from this Pesach? In other words,
no. In other words, the judgment from last Pesach only covers the period of time until next Pesach. Then that's the judgment.
So we've been through the judgment. So you can never have two simultaneously. It's one; they're consecutive.
Right. In other words, each year you judge separately. But again, according to the Ran, it's really like the community is being judged. The individual is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move forward. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay, so now we're up two lines below where the Aleph in parentheses. Is everybody with me? So the Gemara says, Bani Manitin, according to whom does our Mishnah go? Again, our Mishnah said that there are four times in the year that there's a judgment, right? Which is basically Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and then on Rosh Hashanah Man. Those are the four dates. So Mani Manitin, Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Natan. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah does not appear to be like any of these four Tanaim that we're going to learn right now. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Akoni Donim Barosh Hashanah. That means every matter is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Everything. Ugzar Din Shalahem, Nechtam Yom Kippurim, Dib Rabbi Meir. And the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's a judgment for everything. Water, crops, everything on Rosh Hashanah. And then the Gzar Din, the final Din, is on Yom Kippur. So our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Meir, obviously, because our Mishnah says there are four dates. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Nidonah B'Rosh Hashanah, Gzar Din Shalahem Nechtam Kol Echad B'Chad B'Zmano. Rabbi Yehuda says, everything, every matter is judged on Rosh Hashanah. It's like a tentative judgment on Rosh Hashanah. But the final Gzar Din, the final decree, is Nechtam, each one in its appropriate time, i.e., the Pesach al Tevuah, Pesach for crops, Batzeret al Peirot ha'ilan, on Shavuos for the Peirot ha'ilan, B'chag Nidonah Melamayim, and the Chag is judged for the water. B'Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, Man is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Gzar Din Shalom Nechtam B'Yom Kippur. Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to try to plug Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, but it won't work, because according to Rabbi Yehuda has the two dinim, right? An initial din, and then the Gzar Din. So, if our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah says, Ba'arba Prakim Olam Nidon, the four times during the year when it's judged. So Rabbi Yehuda would have to see that means the Gzar Din, the final din, because that's the only thing that takes place on those days, the Gzar Din. But then when it comes to man, it says that his din is also on Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gzar Din for man is on Yom Kippur. You got that or not? All right, we're going to have it in a few lines. Let me say it once more, then I'll say it in a few lines. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an initial din, and then there's a final gzar din, like the final seal. So according to the Tanna, Rabbi Yehuda, everything initially is judged on Rosh Hashanah. And then the final gzar din takes place on different dates, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and then Yom Kippur. So can our Mishnah be like Rabbi Yehuda? Right, exactly right. You got it, Yosef. In other words, our Mishnah does mention Rosh Hashanah, but our Mishnah says four times during the year things are judged. Now, the only way that it could go like Rabbi Yehuda is if I say the judgment is the Gzar Din. So the Gzar Din is on the Gzar Din on Pesach, the Gzar Din on Shavuos, and the Gzar Din on Sukkot. But then when I come to man is judged on Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, his Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So it can't be like the town of Rabbi Yehuda. All right, let me do a few more lines up, please, okay? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom. Rabbi Yossi says, man is judged every day. A man is judged. Shneamar, but if you don't love a karim, the pasuk in Iyov says you evaluate him every morning. Rabbi Natan Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Shav. Rabbi Natan says, man is judged every hour. He says, okay, just wait 5 minutes, and then you'll fill in all your comments, quotes, thoughts. Okay. Wait 5 minutes, take a piece of paper, write down all your chidushim and your thoughts, and we'll come to you in a few minutes, okay? Okay, just one minute. Okay, Rabbi Natan Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Shav, the man is judged every hour or moment, Shnemar L'Ragayim Tivchanenu, like by the minute, you're evaluated, okay? Now, so those are four Tanayim. And neither one, the last two certainly don't fit in. And not every day, not every hour. That's certainly not like the Mishnah. And the first opinion was everything is just on Rosh Hashanah, Gzar Din, Yom Kippur. Certainly not like that. The only possible candidate that even comes close is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. But for reasons that we said, it doesn't work. The Chitem Liolam Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he'll say, our Mishnah really follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Chitem Manitin Agzar Din. So when the Mishnah, our Mishnah uses the word Nidonim. But perhaps our Mishnah uses the word Nidonim differently than the way Rabbi Yehuda uses Nidonim. Perhaps our Mishnah means Nidonim, a final Gzar Din, and then a lot would be in consonance with Rabbi Yehuda. But Ihahi Kasha Adam. But then, as we discussed, I still run into problems with man, because it says man is judged on Rosh Hashanah. And if I say Nidon means Gzar Din, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur, so it can't be that way either. So we have four opinions, and our Mishnah doesn't follow any of them. So I'm a Rabba. Rabba says, six lines before it gets wide, Hai Tana debate Rabbi Shmuelhi. Because our Tana is the Tana that's reflected in the following Brisa that was taught in the base manager for Rabbi Shmuel. So fifth opinion. The Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, Brisa was taught in the base manager for Rabbi Shmuel, the Arba'a Pratim Olam Nidon. There are four times in the year that the world is judged. Now, here he means Nidon, we'll see in a minute. The Pesach Al-Tua, Ba'atzer Al-Pirud Al-Yilam, Ba'chag Nidon Al-Mayim. So far, so good. That sounds good. The Adam, Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, Gzar Din Shalom Nechtam B'Yom Kippurim. Man is judged on Rosh Hashanah, his Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So, V'chi Ketani Manitin, Atchilat Din. So, when our Mishnah, so it means like this, according to Tanit Be'er Ishmael, for Tavua, this Tchilas Din and Sof Din on Pesach, everything. And the same thing by Shavuos and the same thing by Sukkos. Tchilas Din and Sof Din. But when the Tan of our Mishnah uses Nidon, it means Tchilas Din, the Tchilas Din. But it happens to be the Sof Din is that way as well. But then when it comes to man, this man is done on Rosh Hashanah, that's the Tchilas Din. But in Achinami, he holds the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. Okay? Now, let me do six more lines, and then I will pause, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Two lines above where it gets right. Am Rav Chista, my time is Rav Yossi. So Rav Chista says, what's the reason for the time of Rav Yossi? If you remember, Rav Yossi says that man is judged every day. He says, so the Gemara says, Kidakamar Tame, but Tipkinon Lubakarim. He says his reason. It says that man is evaluated every morning. Anan hachi kamrinan. My tamal mark Rabbi Natan. Why doesn't he agree like Rabbi Natan? So the same pasuk, the pasuk says, but tibkidenu labakarim, you evaluate every morning. And the pasuk continues, l'regaim tibchanenu. You check him every moment, or whatever, so like that. So why doesn't he go like Rabbi Natan? Let's go with the flow. Let's do the end of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, b'china yuni ba'almahi. He says, b'china just means, I'm sorry, one second. He says, what's the pasuk again? He says, "Vatifkidenu labakarim." He says, and then Rabbi Natan says, "L'ragim tifchanenu." Right. So he says that bechina is just like it's just, it doesn't mean he's judged. It just means it's like he's evaluated. He's evaluated. So the Gemara says, "Pekida nami unibalma," but that's the same thing by Pekida. So we can't understand why doesn't Rabbi, if that's Rabbi Yossi's basis for his halacha, why doesn't he say every moment like last opinion? Ella, I'm Rabbi Chista, Tamed Rabbi Yossi Mihacha. This is the real reason for Rabbi Yossi is from the following pasuk: La'asot mishpat avdo, mishpat amog Yisrael d'var yom b'yomel. There's a tefillah that Shlomo Melech makes when the Beis Mikdash is being dedicated, and he says that you Hashem, you know, issue a mishpat for your eved, for your servant, meaning him, Shlomo. Mishpat ku amo Yisrael, the judgment for amo Yisrael, d'var yom b'yomo, each day you issue a mishpat. So that's the judgment. All right, let me pause for a second. All right, so who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? What's up?
So
wait. Rafi's got that. I got you, Fern. What? Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara says. Yeah, I don't know which day of Pesach that was Nidon. I mean, Lechora, I would think it would be the last day of Pesach. In other words, at Pesach, meaning at the conclusion of Pesach, I assume the judgment. But when the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean 8 days. It means on Rosh Hashanah. That's the way I think, if you think of it. Okay, what do you got for me, Fern?
So, Adam Nidon on Rosh Hashanah, but isn't part of my din on Rosh Hashanah, my gzar din on Yom Kippur, how much water I'm going to have, how much tfu I'm going to have, whether my law practice will be successful. Yeah.
I'm just repeating myself. That was the question of the Ran. We began today's daf. You were here at the beginning, right? So the Ran says, if man is judged for everything on Rosh Hashanah, which he is, so how do I have all these other days? So the Ran says, there's a difference between the micro level and the macro level. In other words, man is judged on Rosh Hashanah, you know, right, how much water, how much tibua, how much everything. But then there's a judgment for how much the whole community, the whole Medina is going to have. And that's on those separate occasions. So means it's, you're judged on Rosh Hashanah, your slice of the pie. But this, the pie might be a small pie or might be a big pie.
But if everyone is judged, if the whole Kehillah is judged on Rosh Hashanah, then the right. then the amount of the pie should be judged that day too.
Let's say the judgment
mathematically,
is
that's
the judgment
how it would
is,
work out.
Reuven gets 0.25% of the pot. Shimon gets 0.75% of the pot. But then how big is the pie? That will be determined different dates during the year.
Then it's really not a complete din for me.
What can I tell you?
I'm Reuven.
That's all.
You have three opinions to choose from. There's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah. Okay, but it comes out that since the Gemara seems to teach in our Mishnah, and obviously the Mishnah says that our Mishnah is like Tana Dabei Rabbi Shmuel, it seems like this is the way we hold on Allah, like Tana Dabei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, let's see if I'm going to go further than the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay, on the third wide line on Tetzayim and Aleph. Everybody with me? So, the Amar of Chistam, now Agav Orach, we mentioned this Pasuk, La'aso Mishpat Avdo Mishpat Amo Yisrael, that you're going to, you Hashem, execute the judgment for your servant, meaning Shlomo Melech, and the judgment for your nation, Rayom Yomo, every day. But Amar Rav Chista, Melech Betzibur, Melech Nisnas Techil Adin. So Rav Chista mentions in Agav Orach that when a Melech and a Tzibur are being judged, the Melech is judged first. Shneimar La'asot Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo Yisrael. It was first the Mishpat of the Melech, the Mishpat of the rest of the nation. So my Tana, why is the Melech judged first? So one way is to say that the Rechar is that the king, like, cools his heels. So in other words, take care of the king first. Or it could be that before Hashem, his anger like explodes from all the people, all the Rabbi wrote, he wants to deal with the king. In other words, it's like giving him a little bit of a better deal. It's hard to understand all of this. I was talking to Rabbi Packer today, who's the Sholem Aleichem of the Beis Medrash. He was saying, like Malchuta Derekia came Malchuta Da'ara, like the Malchus in Shemayim is similar to the Malchus down here on earth. And in terms of the way things are handled. But the, all right, but that's it. Let me do a few more lines and then I'll pause. Okay, now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, he says, according to which opinion is it that we pray for people who are sick and people who are weak? Especially when sick people are God righty sick people, weak people are the Talmid Chachamim. Come on, Rabbi Yossi. So he says, Mistama, that's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that a man is judged every day. So that's why we're praying for him. Otherwise, they got the judgment in place already. Or else I could say, no, we're like going like Chachamim. I assume it means like would it be like our Mishnah, who has already been exarred in. But we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Yafetzak Haladam, Ben Kodim Gzardin, Ben Lachar Gzardin. That Sa'aka is good before Gzardin, because you want to buy the final decree. But even after the Gzardin, Sa'aka is good, because I guess with enough tefillah, you could change the Gzardin. So tefillah is always welcome, and nothing is immutable. All right? Now, Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. So we learned the Brisa that Tan Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Akiva. Name Amra Torah, Havi Omer Pesach. He says, why does the Torah say that you bring the Omer? Omer is the barley. It's an offering that's offered on Pesach. One second. Yeah. The Bnei Pesach is a man tvuhu. Because Pesach is a time in Tavua. Amara Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Havi look my Omer of Pesach. Bring to me the Omer and Pesach. In other words, you make an offering of the tavua, so you have a bracha and your tavua. He says, why did the Torah say bring the offering shtei lechem, are these two loaves of bread that are made from the wheat? So why when it's offered with the only shalmei tzibur, that are I think two lambs are offered on shavuos. So why is the shtei lechem? Because Atzeret is a time for the perot ha'ilan, for the fruit. So Rashi, how shtei lechem right to the fruits? Look, six lines from the bottom in Rashi. Shtei lechem, yiratzu ha'perot ha'ilan, they'll propitiate Hashem for the perot ha'ilan, shehin matirin la'bi bikurim. Because the shtei lechem, after the shtei lechem is brought, then you can bring the bikurim of the first fruit. He says, She'ain mivim bikurim kodem la'atzera, tachti bikurei ketzir chitim. Says that Pesach is called bikurei ketzir chitim. So the bikurim come after Shavuos. So the she'alachem in that way is connected to the fruit. Once Shavuos comes, then the first fruit are brought. So it's like, in words, it's connected. In other words, that we want to have a favorable din concerning the fruit. And then he says, v'anishamati, Rabbi Yehuda Tame, and the different shot that Rashi says he heard, the Rabbi Yehuda follows his own shita. According to the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, what was the Eitz HaDaat? It was a weed. So even though it was the Eitz HaDaat, so we think of like a tree, like an orange tree, whatever, apple tree. But according to the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, it was a wheat. So wheat is a fruit. So then Shtei Alechem fits in well with the fruit. Okay, back on the Gemara. Last narrow line. Last medium wide line. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Alechem Batzeret. Bring the Shtei Alechem so the fruits will be blessed. Nimra Torah Nisku Mayim B'chag. Why is Hashem saying that you should, you know, have the water libation on Sukkot? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisku Lefanai Mayim B'chag. Kedishi Baruch Hu Lekam Gishmei Shana. Do the water libation so the bracha comes from the rain. From the rain. Bimru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah Malchiyot Zichrono Peshofro. And in Rosh Hashanah, you should recite before me Malchiyot Zichrono Peshofro, which is the brachot and the musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So Malchiyot, you accept me as a king. He says, Zichronot, Zichronot, that your Zikaron comes to me in a favorable fashion. And how does this all come up with? The shofar. That's the shofarot. All right, let me pause for a second. Now, this is a little difficult. I spent a minute. He's quoting here. When the Gemara says that Hashem says this, so how do we understand this? So he quotes over here, there's a footnote in the article in 16a4 in the bottom. Since the Rishwa adds the fact that Bryce says God told us to recite these verses, refuse those who claim that a smachot or mere mnemonic device is invented by the rabbis and do not reflect the intention of the Torah. He goes so far to call this view heresy. So in other words, Lithlok Aura is an asmachot. In other words, because Malchiyot Zichron Shofrod that was written by the Anshei Knesset Gedola. Right, so the Chora it's an asmachta, and there's a remez from Pesukim for the Malchiyot Zichron for Shofrod. But since the Gemara phrases it that Hashem says you should say these things, so the way I remember the Ritva, I didn't look it up this year, but the way I remember the Ritva says that the asmachtod Hashem, in other words, Hashem leaves it to the Chachamim to make certain determinations, but he hid hints throughout the Torah to confirm that the determination they made was correct. And that's the way the Ritva understands it. Asmachta. Asmachta means a support from the pasuk, a textual support for a din de rabbanan. So that's the way the Ritva understands it. That the Chachamim were deciding it, but then it's confirmed from different things. Then he quotes over here in the article. He says the Rabban is drasha Rosh Hashanah. Says the Bryce's statement is hyperbolic. It means that since the command of Shem Kwanat will blow shofar, we accompany the mitzvah with the recitation of verses of Malchiyot as if God would have told us to do so. That's how the Ramban takes it. Okay, so different ways people approach it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let's keep moving. All right, back in the Gemara. So, so four lines from the bottom on Tetzayin Amad Aleph. Why do we take a shofar shalayel? Now, if you remember, which we'll have later on in the Gemara, the shofar could be any kosher animal except for a para, is the way I remember it, a para. So, but why do we try to do a shofar shalayel, a ram's horn? He says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tekul Fanai B'Shofar Shalayel. Hashem says, take a ram's horn, blow the lamb's horn, Abraham, so that I'll remember the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak, which we just had in the parsha of Shavuot 2 days ago. He says, when you do this, I'll consider as if you yourselves did the Akedah. He says, now this Rabbi Yitzchak is the first, we're going to have, I think, 18 in from Rabbi Yitzchak, so that's din one. Why do we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the verse says, Lama Token, why do we blow? Rachman Amar Tekua. Hashem says, that's why we blow. Hashem told us to blow. El Lama Marian, why do we blow a Trua? Token is Tekia. What do we do with Trua? So it's just Marian, Rachman Amar Zichron Trua. So Trua, then it's also mentioned in the Torah. It says Zichron Trua. He says, El Lama Token Ring Shin Yoshvin, from case top line of a base, the Token Ring Shinomdin. Why do we have Tekios Demusha and Tekios Demumas? So the simple shot is Tekios Demusha according to the mainstream way of thinking, are the first set of tekiyot, the 30 tekiyot that you blow after the brachot. That's tekiyot of Yushav, because technically you could sit down for those tekiyot, even though everybody stands up for it. The bracha of Adah, you have to stand, the birchas mitzvah, yotzei mitzvah, that you have to stand for, but everybody always stands for those tekiyot. So, but it's called tekiyot of Yushav. And tekiyot of Umad are those tekiyot during the tefillah of Musaf, so some people will blow it during the tefillah of Lachash, in addition to the tefillah, you know, the Chazar Sashatz. So why do we blow it twice? In other words, so whatever tekiyot we need, so on a derayos level, you need nine sounds of the shofar, nine kolot, I should say. And yet we do 30, but 30 does it. But why do we do 30, and then we do it again, and during the Musaf? Why do we do it? Why do we need to like overkill? So he says, Kedila Arbe HaSatan, to confuse the Satan, we want to throw him off his game. Let's see Rashi, top line, Kedila Arbe, Shlo Yastin, he won't like prosecute, Sheshma Yisrael Mechabin HaMitzvot, Mistatmin Dvarav. When he hears that Kal Yisrael is so Mechabin of the Mitzvot, they love the Mitzvot, and they do it, they do not just the 30, they do it again, so Mela, then he's thrown off his game. So one shot that I saw in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and also in the name of the Haflaw, and this I saw, there's a book by Rabbi Aaron Levine, who's a rabbi in Canada, on Rosh Hashanah, but it means like this, that when the Satan sees that Klal Yisrael are doing tshuva me'ahava, in other words, when he sees them blowing the shofar so much, that's a siman that they're doing a sincere tshuva. So they're doing the sincerest form of tshuva is tshuva me'ahava. So Chazal teach us that in Masechet Yoma, I think we did Yoma already, right? So in Yoma, so it says, if you do tshuva me'yira, you're afraid of onesh, whatever, so then your rabbi will become like shkag, the maze becomes a shokeg. But if you do tshuva me'ahava, your rabbi will become zechuyot. So he walks into the prosecute, the Satan walks in. Oh, I got these guys, they're finished. Here I have Trafus, here I have Gidur Arias, here I have Chilash Shabbos. These guys are finished. And then he sees everybody's Tshuva Me'ahava. He wants to take out his open and his valise of the whole case. they did Gidur Arias. That's a big mitzvah. Chilash Shabbos, that's a big mitzvah. So he's thrown off his whole game. Everything's a big mess with that. Okay, let's take a look at Tosfos, then we'll pause in 1 minute. Okay, look at the second Tosfos. Okay, I'll come up to this other Tosfos in a minute. Okay, now Kedila Arbe ben Satan. Everybody has sent the Tosfos. Pirsh ba'Arach. Arach is a dictionary from Rav Nachman of Rome, time of Rashi. Kedai to be Rishalmi, Bilam Avat Lenetzach, which is a pasuk that it's often recited at a Levaya. He says, Uchti v'yaba yomahu yitakab shofar gadol, that there'll be a big shofar blowing like in Mashiach Zeiten. So when the Satan hears the shofar blows the first time, he says bahil below bahil. He's like sort of nervous. He doesn't know what's coming off. But then when he hears it like the second time, he says Amar shipur di takab shofar gadol. He says, ah, this must be the shofar gadol that the Navi says. He says umat zman in the mitbala. And now I'm not going to be around. Like the Gemara learns, Hainu Malach HaMavet, Hainu Yitzhahara, Hainu Satan. They're all the same thing. He says, Umid Arbev. So that gets him for tumult. Galate Lei Panai Lemebat Kategoria. So now he doesn't have time to make, he's got more things to think about other than prosecuting the Jews. He's going to think about, I have to be alive. All right, now, another question on the Sugya is, what about Baltosiv, right? So if I blow the shofar 30 times and then I blow it again 30 times, isn't that Baal Tosif? Right? I'm not allowed to add on to the mitzvah. So the Baal Tosif. So Tosis over here says that if you look in the middle of Tosos, the third narrow line, be Yishlomar, Dein Shayach Baal Tosif, Basiyat Mitzvah Chach Shtei Pa'amim. If I do one mitzvah twice, that's not Baal Tosif. He says, Gidon Kohen, Mibarach, Chos Mibarach, Ototzi Yibur Atzmo. So the Kohen, he gives bracha to the tzibur twice. That's not Baal Tosif. He says, oh, no, tell lulav, because I don't tell. I take a lulav, and I take another, and then I take it again. And that's not Baal Tosif. That's not Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is in the same mitzvah. Let's say I take five minim and a lulav. That's Baal Tosif. So that's one answer. Another answer is, if the chachamim are attacking something, that's not Baal Tosif. I think that the Rashba says that. Okay. All right. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Take 1 minute instead of 3 and 18. That was it.
Say again, repeat.
For example, there are some who 18 had a stain.
Right.
Why is that not like that? They told you three. How can you put anything on?
Well, the three is not mafurash in the psukim in the Torah, but it is marumas in the psukim in the Torah. In other words, you want to say, but if I'm taking the, in other words, the four mean, I'm taking the four mean, and I have a lot of one min. So I don't think that sounds like autosif. You know, people take a lot of I don't think that sounds like autosif, but I'd have to look into it a little more. I got to keep moving on. Please excuse me. Okay, let him move. What? That's rough. Yeah, that's asking for an accident to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they just want to be mekayim at once, but each tefillin is different. The ones are not putting on the same type of tefillin, putting different tefillin on. Okay, let's look back in the Gemara. I'm going to keep moving. Please excuse me. Okay, line four. Ba'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Hoshana Shura Shabbat Chilato, any year that's like poor at the beginning of the year. So Rashi says it means that people are crying out in anguish. Where's the Rashi? Yeah, the second wide line. Shisrelo sinatzman rashin b'rosh hashanah l'ber tachanunim. In other words, like a rash is like a person is in anguish. He has a sincere tefillah. He says the ber tachanunim is tefillah. Kinyan shemar tachanunim yidar rash. Supplications will be said by the rash. So back to the Gemara. So the end of the year will be a wealthy year. Then it was have sincere tefillah. Shnemar b'rishit hashana may reshikti. May reshit is spelt like rash, like poor. Yad acharit until the end of the year. So far, sheish to acharit. Acharit doesn't have to be the end. Acharit can mean like you have a future. You know, like sometimes acharit is used that way. So it says you'll have like a nice future. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak in Dana Adam Elofi Maasav Shel Tasha. Person's judged by his actions right now. Not, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything in the future, but we're not judged what we'll do in the future. We're judged on what we're doing right now. Shneimar ki shemal kimal kol anar ba'asher usham. That Hashem has heard the Na'ar Ba'asher Husham. That was this piss, Shabbos' Parsha Shavu, right? He says, in other words, Yishmael is there. So Rashi goes down. Let's look quickly at the first number line of Rashi. He's the Masim Breshit Rabbah. And Breshit Rabbah says, Amru Malachai Shar Lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a tiny Ribbono Shalom, Mishnah Tidim Banav Lamir at Banecha Batzama, Tamalelo Be'er. His progeny, i.e. Yishmael, the Arabs, they're going to like kill you off your progeny with through thirst. In other words, when the Jews were going to Galus from the Churban Bayit Rishon, so they came to greet them as if like they're giving them good things, and again they gave them salty food and empty canisters of water. He says, right now, is he a tzaddik or rasha? A Yishmael? I'm Rulo tzaddik. I can't say right now it's a tzaddik. Amar lahem. Basher Husham, any done olam elam shaito. I judge people by how they are now. Back in the Gemara, and there's more to speak about, but the big question is about the Ben Sora Mora. Yeah, but Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shoshavim Maskirim V'Tav Shel Adam. There are three things that call to mind a person's aveirot. Elohim. These are the four things, three things that call to mind a person's aveirot. Kirnatuim, like a leaning wall. In other words, Vama under a leaning wall means like Bishara Sakana, Satan Mekadre. In time of Sakana. So then there's a cheshbon shemayim, is a ra'u that we should save this person. He's in a dangerous situation. So it calls to mind all the aveirot. The iyun tefillah. So iyun, there's a good iyun tefillah and a bad iyun tefillah. So this bad iyun tefillah is I daven and I feel assured based on my zechuyos that my tefillah should be answered. That's bad. Like you feel so sure. Let's look in shemayim and see what this guy's holding. Umoser din al chavero. I say, you know, Hashem, You should judge us. You know, like I'm not afraid of a judgment. I have tied it with Plony. You should judge us, Hashem, and execute judgment. So he says, oh, you want me to judge you? Then we'll judge you. Now, the Amar Rabbi, it should be Chanan. The Amar Rabbi Chanan, Kolomosi Din Al Chaveiro, Hu Nenash Tchila. When a person tries to have Hashem judge somebody else, then he's judged first. Shneemar, Batumar Sarai L'Avram, Chamasi Alecha. Sarai said to Avram, I have tied with you. He says, Uchtiv. He says, and then she says, Yishpot Hashem b'ni b'necha. In other words, I gave you Hagar, and now she's acting uppity, and I have tainus with you, Avram. So Hashem should judge between us. He says, Uchti, v'yavo Avram spol l'sarab l'futa, this week's parashat Shavua. So they were both meant to live the same amount of time, but the Tzara predeceased him. In other words, not such a great idea, Yishpot Hashem b'ni b'necha. But Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Arbadabar Mekorin Zardin Shel Adam. So there are four things that rip up a person's zardin, his final decree. Elohim staka, charity. Sa'aka, crying to Hashem. Shinu Hashem, the person changing their name, Shinu Maisa, changing your actions. So he says, Staka Dechti with Staka Tzili Mabit, this Pasuk in Mishlei, Staka saves from death. So Staka is a good thing. Sa'aka Dechti by Tzipul Hashem Batzalahem, Usukutahem Yotzim, this Pasuk in Tehillim. This is the parak that deals with the four people that need to, Arbat Srikim Mahodo, the Gemara in Bracho, Darshan Sukim there, that's the way we call. They cried, it's something about like people traveling the sea. They cried to Hashem when they were in distress. He saves them from their dire straits. Don't call Sarai Sarai, call her Sarah. And right after, the next pasuk says, I'm giving her a son. So the implication is, and they do all these things, like when a person, unfortunately, nobody should know from this, a person's very ill, so you know people give tzedaka. And then they also and then they pray and then they do a shinu shem also sometimes. He says, then shinu ma'aseh, says by Yonah, Hashem saw the change that they changed their actions. Hashem had nechama, like he reconsidered the judgment against Nineveh and he judged them favorably because they changed their ma'aseim. Some say there's a fourth item. You change your place. Hashem says to Abram, you know, leave your land. Then I'll make you a great nation. In other words, like you leave land, things happen. The Edah, the first time, why does he not count that? Who's there is Israel who? The he says that was the Zechus, the merit of Israel that helped him. That's why he had things improved for him. All right. Now, says a person is mechuyev to be mekabel his rebbe on the regal on the regalim. Shneimar, and this was a lot of things coming up with parsha of Shavua in the Haftorah that we learned 2 days ago. Shneimar, madua ad holechad alav ayom. Why? This is with the shunamit. Isha shunamit. So her husband says to her, "He's going to Elisha. Says, why are you going to today? Lo chodesh v'lo shabbat. It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Shabbos." So the simple pshat is Chodesh and Shabbat are special days on the calendar, but Yontiv is even more special. He says, "Mechlal the Chodesh Shabbat Yibay Lalameizal." But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Chayav Damal Teher Datzmo Beregel. A person is mechuyev to be metayer himself. In other words, that he should be in a state of tahara on the regil. Shnemar v'nevlatam lo tiga. And the Gemara will explain how we learn it from this pasuk. But the Gemara takes it that this pasuk is talking about before the regil. In other words, don't touch the nevela, which is an av tuma. Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a Bryce that supports this. It says, don't touch the Nevela. I might think that a regular Israel is admonished not to touch a Nevela. In other words, it says in Parsha Shemini, don't touch the Nevela of these animals, they're Mitame. So I might have think that it's that the Torah is admonishing a regular Israel, it shouldn't become Tame. Tam Lomar and more like Koni B'nei Aron. So there's another pasuk says, the words, you, the Kohanim, are not allowed to be mitame to a tamei mei. I'm telling you. B'nei Aaron was hard, B'nei Yisraelim was hard. So it says, B'nei Aaron, it's only Kohanim are admonished not to be mitame to a mei. A Yisrael can be mitame to a mei. Mei is aviyav osa tumah. That's the most tumah. It says, V'lodvarim kavachomer. So it's a kavachomer. U'matumah chamura, Kohanim was hard, and Yisraelim was hard. The most extreme tumah, Kohanim are admonished, but Israel is not admonished. Israel has a green light to go on Rachman Aslan to a funeral. So if Israel is not admonished to avoid the most tuma, certainly he's not admonished to avoid the Ava tuma. He says, so what does the Torah mean? What is that pasuk for? That's beregel. It means on the regel, you shouldn't be metame yourself. You should get yourself in a state of tahara for the regel. So there's a discussion among Mefarshim. Does it only mean when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so you have to be metar yourself, so go to the Beis HaMikdash and you'll be able to eat kachim, or does it mean even now a person should be metar themselves for the regal? All right? Right. Well, some people do, and that would be some one reason why they would go. Okay. Who's your questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Say again what? Yeah. Yeah, a good yin tefillah is you have kavanah for the words, and you say, I'm not worthy that Hashem should answer my tefillah, but this is my tefillah. That's a good yin tefillah. A bad yin tefillah is, I expect to be answered. Yeah, I have somebody's chuyos, I expect to be answered. All right? Very good.
What if you do have a din and you're 100% sure that you're right? There's no way for you to be able to, let's say, win it in a court or the din or otherwise. You're not supposed to come and say Hashem is going to take care of this?
Well, I mean, the first thing is to try to go to Beis Din, you know, to try
imagine
to,
you can't prove.
Well, so I think they say I think they say that, you know, that it, I think in an instance like that, I think they do say that a person, you know, could, you know, say to Hashem, like, it, where all other avenues are closed off, that Hashem should, like, judge the case or something like that. Like, I have to look into it. I gotta look. I can't answer definitively right now. Okay. Okay. Well, let me finish the daf, and then I have a lot of Torah to say if we have more time. Okay. Let's get through. So, Amar Rukus Pidayim Rabbi Yochanan, Shoshas from Tachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three Sfarim, three books that open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim, one for the Rishayim, the wicked people. Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, one for the Tzadikim, the righteous people. Echad Shal Benonim, one for the people in the middle. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtavim La'alter, L'chaim. Tzadikim are judged immediately for life. Rishayim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtavim La'alter, L'mita. The Rishayim are judged for death. Benonim Tzadikim Omdim Rosh Hashanah B'yad Yom Kippurim. Benonim are held in abeyance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. All right, a lot of different shatim on this Gemara. So I'm just going to do two, which the two I'm going to do is the Tosfos HaRash and the Ramban. So the Tosfos HaRash says, these Tosfos Sfarim are not talking about a judgment here on earth on what the judgment will be for the coming year. The judgment is talking about Olam Haba, whether you have an Olam Haba. So it's saying that there's a judgment each year whether, let's say, Ploni will get an Olam Haba. So when it says here, Chayim and Mita, it doesn't mean life and death, you know, like this world. It means life means you get Olam Haba, death means you don't get Olam Haba, and the Benonim are held in abeyance. So but based on that, though, that will impact how this world will go. Because if, let's say, you're a tzaddik and you're judged for Olam Haba, so the cheshma will be maybe you have some aveirot, so you got to get punished for those aveirot now, so you'll be in good shape for Olam Haba in the next world. And you could be a rasha, and your judgment is no Olam Haba, so in which case we got to give you whatever supplies you have now, and then when you die, you're finished off. And the Benonim are held in abeyance. So according to this, nobody is really, you know, judged on Rosh Hashanah with based on this, with this three sfarim. You know, in other words, so we'll see in a minute now. Yom Kippur would be the Chatima would be on Yom Kippur. Everybody would have the Chatima on Yom Kippur. So everybody, we learned from the Brisa earlier that there's an initial judgment on it, but I'm saying no Chatimas did on Rosh Hashanah. What? Okay, let's just wait on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah for a minute, okay? So again, so the Chatimas din for everybody is on Yom Kippur, according to this. So according to this pshat, you know, this machlokit poskim, how do you greet somebody on the night of Rosh Hashanah? You said the Shana Tova Tikatev Batechatem or the Shana Tova Tikatev. So according to the Bali Tosfot, you said the Shana Tova Tikatev. There's no Khatima on Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't matter if you're big tzaddik or not, nobody has a Khatima on Rosh Hashanah. Now, then the Ramban learns, no, it's talking about this world. But when it says that like tzaddik and rasha, it doesn't mean tzaddik and rasha that you're like a righteous person or you're an evil person. Tzaddik and rasha is used like the pasuk in Chumash. It says ki yariv ben Hashem b'hitznik with a tzaddik v'hitzhiro da rasha. In other words, if you come out positive in din, that's a tzaddik. You come out negative in din, you're a rasha. But it means for this din. So it's saying that on Rosh Hashanah, so the people who their din is clear on Rosh Hashanah, so they're judged that way on Rosh Hashanah. The people is clear. The Russia, the people in the middle, so they're held in abeyance to Yom Kippur. They're held in abeyance to Yom Kippur. The you know, there's a piece from you know, there's more to talk. We're running out of time, but there's a Rambam, a famous Rambam. He says that like a person 50-50 with the Zchuyos, and he says that so if a person is mechsal mechza, he should do tshuva. He should do tshuva. So the question is, why does Rambam say you should do tshuva? You should do one more mitzvah and then strain out the whole thing. So So the way Rav Simon explained, there's a lot of different answers to this question. This question, it's a beforesome question in the Rambam. So one answer, I think that Rav Simon wrote down from Rav Aaron Cutler, is that it's based on its judgment on the year, it's a calendar year. So the calendar year is over on Rosh Hashanah. So now if I want to improve that year, so no matter how many mitzvahs I do now, but I can't be impact on the previous year. There was the judgment relates to, there's a year for the judgment, and the year has already come to an end. So the only way, if I do tshuva, then my avera becomes chuyav, then I impact it that way. But there's a path of Yitzchak by Rav, Rav Yitzchak Hutner, right? So he says it means that a person, it doesn't mean zechuyos doesn't mean number of mitzvahs, and avera don't mean number of averot, it means your orientation. In other words, if I'm clear, my orientation, I want to do mitzvah. It doesn't mean I have 100 million of error. My orientation is I want to do mitzvah. That's called a tzaddik. My orientation, maybe I went to yeshiva 20 years, but now I'm going off the derech. So then my orientation is heading downhill. But the one who's metzameh, he doesn't know which way his orientation is. He can't figure out, am I from, not from, what am I? So he should do tshuva. It means like get his act together, do tshuva, and get it out. Okay, let me keep moving the Gemara. We ran out of all time here. Let's see back on the Gemara. So again, so according to that shot that I just said, so within the Ramban, you could say the Shana Tova Tikatet, because there is a Chatimus Din for people on Rosh Hashanah. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. So Amr Bab in Micro, what's the Pasuk that supports that there are three Svarim? So he says, this Pasuk is talking about David HaMelech, and he's talking about his enemies. Yimachumi Sefer Chaim, they should be blotted out from the Book of Life. Yim Tzadikim Al Yikatev, we're not written in the Book with Tzadikim. Yimachumi Sefer means they shouldn't even survive to next year's judgment. So they shouldn't be in the Sefer of the Rishayim, Gemurim. Chayim is a Sefer Shel Tzadikim. He says, and that's the Sefer Tzadikim. And Tzadikim Ayikatevu is a Sefer Shel Beinonim. In other words, so Yimachum Mi Sefer, that's from the Sefer of the Rishayim. And then Chayim is the Sefer of Tzadikim. In other words, I don't want them in the Sefer of the Rishayim. I don't want the Sefer of the Tzadikim. And I don't want them in the Sefer of the Beinonim. I want them dead. He says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mihacha, V'im Ayin Mechinina Mi Sefer Chashra Ketavta. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you don't give Klal Yisrael to blot me out from your Sefer, Mechinina is a Sefer of Shel Rishayim. Misifran is a Sifran Shel Tzadikim. Asher Ketavta is a Sifran Beinonim. And if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, I don't want to live anymore. Now, Tanya, now we learned the Brisa, but Shami Omrim, so please, yeah, please, just 2 minutes, okay? You can stay here, but I quiet, okay? It says, Tanya, but Shami Omrim, Shosha Kitot Hein L'Yom HaDin. Okay, there are three groups of people for the Yom HaDin. Now, this Yom HaDin is talking about a different Yom HaDin. These are difficult Gemaras. It's talking about Yom HaDin before Tachias Tameisim, when there's a resurrection of the dead. He says, Achat Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one of the people who are totally righteous, V'chad shel Rishayim Gemurim, the people who are totally Rishayim, V'chad shel Beinonim, the middle people. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtav and Nechtav and Alfa L'chayim L'chayolam. The Tzadikim, they're judged for Tchisa Meisim, they have perpetual life. Rishayim Gemurim Nechtav and Nechtav and Alfa L'gehenim, they go to Gehenim. Shnemar V'rabim Yishnei Ad Marafar, Yakitsu Illachayolam, Illacharfo Deron Olam. The people who are the Yishnei Afar, who are the dead people, so some people get up to Tchisa Meisim, and some are getting for total, obliteration. Beinonim, the people in the middle, Yordim Gehenim, they go to the Gehenim, top line, and Mitzafzapin, like they cry out from the Surim, and then Va'olim, they get sprung from Gehenim. Shinemar Vebitira Shlishit Ba'esh, I'll bring a third of them in fire, Vitziraftim Kitrofa Kesef, I'll like smelt them out like silver is smelted, Bichatim Kipon Mazab, I'll like test them like the gold. Hu Yikra Bishmi, Vani and Oto, Valahim Amrachana, concerning them, Chana says in her tefillah, Hashem meimitim mechaye, morid shol bayal. So all three are mentioned here, according to Tfas Emes. Hashem is meimit u'mechaye, that's tchias emesim, and that meimit is the Rishayim. Then mechaye is the tzadikim, and morid shol bayal, puts in shol bayal, those are the Beinonim. Okay, ben hillel meim, Rav Chesed, that Hashem is Rav Chesed, and he shows a lot of Chesed, ma'ateh kalape Chesed, he shows Chesed, v'lehem amar David ahap, ki yishma Hashem kuli, while he had a to be called a partial Kula Dal Tibla Yoshia, means that He's talking about like the people who have to go to Gehenna, they get saved from Gehenna, and things work out well for them. Okay, I think I'm going to break it off at this point in time because we're late. I thought I was going to do more with you, but I think that's it. Okay, wonderful seeing everybody. Nice to have you, Aaron Moshe, and nice to see you as well, Fern and Malka, nice to have you, and Aaron Gershon and Mordechai, nice to have all of you. All right, let me end the recording.